From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka police went to the 1300 block of Bayshore Way in Eureka for the report of multiple people yelling for help and a man down on the ground. Once on the scene, they found a 52-year-old Eureka man with multiple life-threatening stab wounds in a gravel lot off Bayshore Way. The man was transported to a local hospital listed in stable condition. Based on information gathered at the scene, 24-year-old Trevor Gillihan of Eureka was identified as a suspect. Detectives found him about an hour later, and he was transported and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, charged with attempted murder. The blessing of the fleet drew hundreds to the bluffs above Trinidad Thursday. The event is held to bless and protect the boats and fishermen gathered on the bluffs above Trinidad's Bay. Dana Hope served as the officiant for the blessing, honoring the many fishermen and Coast Guard members who, quote, have been lost at sea, as they are the true inspiration for this gathering. And she honored the fishermen who toil long hours to provide food from the sea. Eureka police out with some advice to not become a victim of porch pirates stealing your packages that are delivered. One of the best ways to combat package theft is to have items delivered to your office with the company's permission or a friend's house who will be home to receive the packages. Also, to prevent your package from being stolen off the front porch, side door, back porch, or garage area, ask for signature delivery. Also, there are Amazon lockers available in more than 900 cities you can take part in if you use the Amazon purchase. And some carriers offer other text or email alerts so that you can know when a delivery will be made. The other option is to pick up your package yourself. Humboldt County residents once again being targeted by virtual kidnapping for ransom scams. A local resident this month reported to sheriff's deputies that he received multiple calls from a phone number out of Mexico. The number left voicemails for the resident that contained a child crying, then a subject demanding ransom to be paid to free the child. According to the FBI, this type of scam has been circulating in the U.S. for at least two decades and can cause victims to lose thousands of dollars. The success of any type of virtual kidnapping scheme depends on speed and fear. To avoid becoming a victim, look for possible indicators. Callers go to great lengths to keep you on the phone, insisting you remain on the line. Calls do not come from the supposed victim's phone. Callers try to prevent you from contacting the kidnapped victim. Calls include demands for ransom money to be paid via wire transfer to Mexico. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.